96.1 Bob FM. Psst, hey, can you keep a secret? Yeah, I didn't think so. Rick and Carly in the morning.
Shane's on with us this morning. It's Can You Keep a Secret? What is going on, sir?
Okay, so this happened when I was really, really, really young. So when I was really young, my grandma had these brownies, and she baked like this big thing of brownies. She baked all the time. She was like one of those old school grandmas who like baked all the time. Mm-hmm. And she had these brownies, and I remember I took the plate of brownies because I wasn't like, we weren't supposed to eat them yet, but I was so hungry and I was so little. I took this plate of brownies and I ate them. And but I ate them on top of like her, as I did on accident. I didn't notice I was on her white laundry. Mm. And I got them all. I got brownie stuff all over me. I got like destroyed her laundry essentially.
Oh.
And when she found out, she was like furious. So yeah. She got all the grandkids, there was like, I think, five of us. And she was like, who did this? Who did this? Tell me the truth. Who did this? And of course, no one, they didn't say they did it because they didn't. And I didn't do, I did it, but I didn't want to fess up to it because I was a kid. And I was like, I knew I was going to be in trouble, get a whooping or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just lied to everyone else. And then all of us got in trouble. And now I just feel bad about it. She's like 80, I think. She's like in her 80s. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Maybe I should just tell her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's a big deal, but I'm like, you know what? Whatever.
And isn't it crazy what people hold on to for all these years?
Yeah.
And yeah, I get it. Your grandma. You love your grandma.
Sure.
You feel bad. And
I think you're going to feel a lot better if we just confess it to her. And yeah. I don't see this being a big deal.
No, me neither. What's your grandma's name?
Mary Ellen.
Okay, hang on. We're going to get her phone number. We'll connect you guys, and I'm sure this is going to be just fine.
Yeah, it's totally should be.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mary Ellen?
Yes.
Hi, this is Rick and Carly from 96.1 Bob FM. How are you?
Oh. I'm fine.
We got you on the radio right now with your grandson Shane, and
oh.
Yeah,
oh.
He's carried some guilt and he's felt bad about something which we don't think is that big of a deal, and he just wanted to confess to you real quick. Go ahead, Shane.
Hey, Grandma.
Hi, baby. What's going on here?
Okay, so you might not even remember this because it was so long ago, and it's not even that big of a deal. It was like 25, 30 years ago. You remember you had those brownies out and, like, you used to bake all the time. I mean, you still do, but you baked a lot back then. And
Are you talking about that load of laundry, my good linens, that was ruined?
Yeah. I didn't know you remembered that, but yeah, it was actually
me who did that.
I'm the one who took those brownies, and I just wanted to like apologize because it was me.
If you recall, young man, I lined you and your cousins all up and asked who did this, and not one word did I hear from you. Do you realize, Shane? I thought your mama raised you better than this. A lie of omission is still a lie. You didn't understand those were my good sheets, my good linens. The Lord detests a lie. There's only 10 commandments, and thou shalt not lie is one of them. Mm. The righteous hate what is false, Shane. And you have carried a falsehood for 30 years now.
Wow. Mary Ellen, I get what you're saying. I'm with you. Totally agree. Isn't there a commandment about forgiveness or something? I should be
Shane, you're real sorry, right?
I am. That's why I wanted to tell you. I'm so sorry. I was young. I was dumb.
Right.
I was
right.
Scared. This was so long ago.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more sorry. I feel so guilty about it.
Right.
Nope.
Which is why I'm calling you now and like, apologizing.
I hate and detest falsehoods. The Lord detests lying lips, but delights in people who are trustworthy. And you have broken my trust.
Can
you have broken my trust, and I will make sure that you're out of the will.
Oh, boy. Wow.
What little I have, does not go to you.
Mary Ellen, my gosh. I mean, come on. Okay. This did not go the way that we thought it was going to go.
Shame.
Well, you know, this is a part of the problem today is that no one takes responsibility for their actions. Mm. And I have a line in the sand, and grandson or not, you have crossed it.
Shane, I'm going to say this. Next time you lie, just stay with the lie.
Take it to your grave, boy, because whoa.
I'm just so shocked. I'm sorry, but I didn't think it would be this intense. This was 25 years ago. Yeah. Like, I don't understand. I don't know where this is all coming from.
Hey, we're gonna take this off the air.
Yeah.
This is obviously there's some personal stuff here that needs to be discussed. Mary Ellen, we appreciate you answering the phone today. You sound like a very sweet person. Shane,
good luck.